Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. I'm Denise Thompson, founder of Mickle Night, where fun, family, fitness, health, wellness, and beauty are one. I'm also an author, speaker, educator, TV and radio show host, and I am definitely passionate about healthy living. Today, I have chosen a new subject, and it's healthy and happy. And the first part of that one, I want to talk about some news and views that have been really close to my heart, and I thought maybe some other people might enjoy hearing about it too. The latest news and views that I have seen and heard had to do with statins, if they're really good to lower your cholesterol or if they have side effects in the long run that are actually worse than high cholesterol. So I've been looking into this a little bit, and I ran into a friend of mine who 10 years ago was put on statins due to high cholesterol. She followed the doctor's orders. During those 10 years, her results were up and down, never steady, never always high, never always perfect, and definitely never really low. And she just kind of wondered what she was doing wrong. And she was told a lot of things over the time, what to do and what not to do. Well, finally she decided to go back to the doctor because she had some other ailments. And the doctor, just 2 days ago, told her no more statins. Wow, was she happy. She told me when she came back from the doctor, she didn't need any statins anymore. And she told me just this morning, oh my goodness, I've only been off those for 2 days and I feel better already. Not that she was really sick from the statins, not at all, but this was just her experience. So she feels better, has more energy, and is very happy and confident now that she is not in a high percentage of heart attacks. The doctor actually told her that with her medical records, with her blood tests and everything that he's seen, her percentage to have a heart attack over the next 10 years was only 3.4%. Wow, that made my friend really happy. And she says, oh man, I can't believe I got such good news. The doctor also told her, and that specifically to my friend related, you guys all need to check with your doctors. I am not a doctor, even though I was a nurse, I'm not a doctor. So I do not promote anything for you to do. These are just experiences and suggestions for you to take up with your doctor and see what he or she says. One of the questions my friend had was, what about the eggs? Because she was told she should stay off eggs, actually, because of the high cholesterol in the yolk. And he kind of laughed and said, oh, that's old news. They have changed now. So some of the yolk is healthy. Just don't overdo it. But, you know, it was just really cool to see how from don't do this, don't do that. Oh, yeah, science has changed. You can do it now. And I go, all right, so now we can actually eat the egg, not just the white, the protein, but also some of the yolk. Of course, everything is in moderation. So this old saying, don't eat egg yolk, it's too high in cholesterol, those news or views are history. So today, they say that the yolk has some healthy, valuable nutrients. Again, moderation. What are your thoughts about these news and views? Are eggs related to high cholesterol? Have you ever tried to talk with your doctor about the egg issue regarding high cholesterol? If so, you'll know that it's difficult because you respect the doctor, and most of the time, they do know more about these things than we do. So, what do you do in this case? Many people have found success by using a question phrase to get the doctor's attention. Doctor, I have heard, or I have read, or I have seen on TV, whatever works for you, that eggs are not really bad for you when consumed in moderation. What do you think? Is this true? This shows respect and leaves the answer open to the doctor so he or she does not feel attacked with that question. It might even open a few minutes for an educational conversation. I know my friend had one, and she was so thrilled about it that she got a straight answer. Of course, it all depends on your personal health. Do check with your doctor, as he or she knows more about this than I do. It's personal, not just a textbook case. Make sure your instructions are clear before you leave the doctor's office. If not, you'll have trouble following his or her recommendations. Any doctor should let you know exactly what to expect, when to return. If you feel, there's certain ways you can feel nauseous or bloated or headaches or whatever it is they usually tell you, then it's time for you to go back and make sure that you're safe and healthy, or doing as health living as healthy as you can. So that is really important. So what does this have to do with healthy and happy? Well, are you happy when you're healthy? I know the experience that my friend just had made her so happy that she feels much healthier. And why is that important? Because I also know that this belongs to the full circle of health and wellness, where emotional, physical, and spiritual health need to be balanced to be happy and healthy. Wow. Have you ever tried to do any of this? How do you feel when you talk to your, do you feel intimidated, or do you feel like you can definitely ask the questions that need to be asked so you can leave the doctor's office with the answers that you need to know, feeling better? And because you're feeling better, you're feeling healthier, you get more energy, and you can do more than you did before because you were worried sick that, oh my gosh, I can't eat eggs. They are too high in cholesterol. This is only just one of the many, many things that are going on. But this was a big one that my friend needed the statins to keep her cholesterol down. And now she doesn't anymore. And she's so much happier. One pill less to swallow because it's not all in the pills. A lot of it is in attitude. And if we do have a positive attitude and live and do the best we can day by day, physical activity, drinking water, eating healthy, and the proportions appropriately. Many people say the stomach is the size of your fist. I am not sure if that's also an old wives' tale, but I've been kind of going it for on my own for this, to check my proportions of the food, that I didn't go way over the fist, and it's been helping me too. So I know several people now who are totally healthy and happy and feeling great, and that is exactly what I want for you. There are so many ways of, taking care of yourself. It's when you eat, what you eat. If you eat a lot of meat, your cholesterol is going up. But a little bit of meat, especially lean meats such as chicken or fish, those, if they're not the very fatty fish, those are really helping you to gain your health back. One of my main goals, to spread the cheer, to make people happy and healthy. So, anyways, there are a lot more things to come. We're starting now that series, as I said, News or Views under Healthy and Happy. And if you have any questions or any suggestions, please write in and let me know so we can talk about it. And sometimes we can go deeper. These are just points for you to consider, to think about, to see what you want to do. Are the doctor's orders exactly the things that you want? Or would you like to do it a different way and discuss it with him if there is an option? Again, the doctor is the one who needs to give you the final okay on whatever it is that you want to do and that's going on. So, I thought this really interesting that my friend was so totally happy about her good news. And I wish I could hear some of your good news, that you can do it either naturally or with less things. And I would like to encourage you to look into the side effects of the statins. Maybe not the ones you're on, but there are so many that actually raise the factor of having a heart attack. So I know my friend is free of it now, and she has a 3.4 chance of having a heart attack within the next 10 years. And if she continues living a good life, a healthy life, mind, body, and spirit, then she will not even have to worry about those 3.4%. So that's it for right now. I just wanted to say that now that you know that some claims from the past are no longer considered facts, you are ready to have that conversation with your doctor without worrying that you overstep your patient-doctor boundaries. I wish you a very, very wonderful, happy, and healthy week till next week. And the way you can contact me is at dythomson@micklenight.com. That's M-I-C-L, and then knight, like in knight and shining armor. My phone number is 562-335-4956. And I'm Denise Thompson, founder of Mickle Knight. We're fun, family, fitness, health, wellness, and beauty are one. And definitely, I love sharing. I'm passionate about health and wellness, and I would like you to get something out of it. So I'm going to say goodbye right now. Until next week, and stay empowered.